and Keith coming up in half an hour at 10. And if you would prefer to watch, you can watch them. You can watch everything at this radio station on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And if you are looking for a diamond, then go see them at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And their team will take the time to teach you how to buy a diamond, which is very important. So check out springers.com. And thank you. We appreciate you watching the show when you do. This is Eric from Rhode Island. Hello, Eric.
How's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to weigh back in on the Diggs thing, you know, yeah. The Steelers guys kind of bashing him and everything.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, dealing, this is a diva receiver. When you're dealing with a diva receiver, these are the things that come with it. I mean, and with the line, you know, that Morgan Moses and all them, they're going to add that extra 2 seconds that Josh Allen needs. I mean, he's a mobile quarterback. So all he needs is that. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He has a crap line, and all he needs to do is have them extra 2 seconds to get around.
You mean Drake May or the two extra seconds that Josh Allen gets or whoever.
Exactly, because they're both kind of the same. You know what I mean? And Diggs is out there. Now other teams aren't going to be able to stack the box on us like they did last year because they're not worried about the receivers. Now we got Mac Hollins for over the top. And we have Diggs just to be doubled up if they need to. And that will open up the run game for us. So yeah. I do think this is a big help.
Right. And I'll say this about Steph Diggs. If he is healthy, he's a 1,000-yard wide receiver. Like, he'll get open. He'll make plays. That's what he's done pretty much the majority of his football career. So if he is healthy and he's ready to go, even if it's week 3, you know, and he's able to give you, what's that, 14 games, whatever, I expect him to be a valuable asset for your offense. And now we'll have to see what some of these other guys are. What's Kendrick Bourne look like? What's Jalen Polk look like? And I heard might have been Shime and who was the dude?
Lyons
talking about, like, who might be the odd man out, whether it's Jalen Polk.
I like that show idea. Shime and who's his name?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
Ooh, mystery guest every
mystery
time.
Mystery guest.
Name's not really your
no,
thing.
No, I mean, yeah. We all have our issues right. There.
And to be fair, normally it's Mego, but she's on vacation.
Right. Right. And whether it's Keyshawn Booty, like, who is.
People take way too much vacation around here.
It is a lot of vacation they take, right? So who are the guys that step up in the passing game? And right, who are some of the young guys? I know Shime is really high on Kyle Williams, and there's a lot of positivity coming out of New England about him. But who's going to be that other guy other than Steph Diggs who defenses have to concern themselves with a little bit?
At some point, just out of dumb luck, don't the Patriots have to draft a good receiver? Like,
at some point.
A broken clock is right twice a day. Like, I feel like this has to be the year at some point. And Shime, I would just ask you this. As the number one Drake apologist.
Of course.
And it really bothers me when people have binkies and defend them all the time. But.
Yeah, terribly.
If, let's say, Tua was the Patriots quarterback, what would you say his stats would be in this offense?
Putrid.
So you think that this is.
Like, to the point where he would probably end up getting benched.
So you think Drake May, 22 touchdowns, 11 picks, is great because other quarterbacks would have maybe the inverse, like 11 touchdowns, 18 picks.
Yes, exactly. So, like, if you put, like, Sam Darnold on this team, he might I think he would throw 10 interceptions before he gets to 10 touchdowns kind of thing. Like, that's why, like, I believe Drake is still – he is going to fit squarely in that kind of middle, you know, 14, 15, 16 spot of quarterbacks after this year, and then next year will be his ascension into the top
10. But if that's how you feel about it, then you would have to say that they made a mistake in hiring Vrabel. Because if you're saying
I think they made a mistake in hiring McDaniels.
J.J. McCarthy is going to be great because of Kevin O'Connell.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you get the next great young offensive mind?
I agree. That's why I liked Ben Johnson during the coaching cycle. I was a big Ben Johnson guy. I like Vrabel, but I prefer Johnson, and I made that very clear, I feel like.
Pause.
I do. Hey, well, I love Big Johnson. So it's fine.
So Shime,
Ted, Ben, doesn't matter.
So I get what you're saying. So Shime's thing is really not with Vrabel. It's really more with Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator. So if Drake May is not able to elevate to that next level,
he's going to point fingers at Josh McDaniels, not at Drake May.
Would that be correct, Shime?
Yeah, I'm going to point a lot of fingers at Josh McDaniels and the offensive line. Like, I'll have a lot of issues with Vrabel's general managerial approach, but not necessarily him as a coach. I think he's a really good head coach. Don't get me wrong. Like, I liked the Vrabel signing. I don't like the McDaniels one.
Wait, right. I'm just curious from your perspective. Obviously, you've done this at the highest level with different coaches. Is that the new day of the NFL where a great offensive mind is more valuable than a good receiver? Like, is it?
No. You still, because I think, and you talked about it with Josh Allen, show me one quarterback not named Tom Brady and maybe not named Patrick Mahomes that can go out there and do it without an elite number one. Right. You can't find them. Maybe the only guy that I can maybe say,
what about Stafford?
Is Lamar Jackson.
I mean, Stafford is awesome. But Stafford had Devontae,
but
too.
Stafford had Megatron for all those years.
No, that's true. But I'm saying, like, the guys that he's been throwing to haven't been even first-round draft picks.
No.
But I guess he has McVay. That's the other part.
But remember, yeah. Cooper Kupp was...
You need one or the other. Like, you need a legitimate number one receiver, or you need one of the best play callers in sports. And that's why I think J.J. McCarthy's numbers are so high, because he has both. He has Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the sport, and Kevin O'Connell, a top five play caller in the entire
But even when you don't have those guys, who was the guy that Shime loved, the offensive coordinator? Was it Bobby Slowick?
Yes. God, so much Slowick talk.
Right. And look at him. He kind of fell off. Like, it's still, if you have Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, like, if you have one of those guys, your offensive coordinator does not need to be great. Your quarterback does not need to be great. But if you have a great offensive coordinator and you don't have one of those guys, you'll still be good, but you won't.
Also, I think interesting reading into what the caller said about Diggs, if you're a Patriots fan, you certainly in a long time, maybe never in the Belichick era, did you have to deal with a, as he called it, a diva wide receiver.
Right. Well, because, like, you had Brady. I mean,
right. But you also didn't have, as you're pointing out, the legit one.
Well, when you gave Brady a legit one, he set every record known to man.
Correct.
Right.
But I wouldn't. Randy Moss had his things, but I wouldn't call him a diva.
What?
What you
Randy
would,
Moss. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he would
not
be.
Not the way they are now, though.
Yeah. Moss was like.
He did the diva, like, he was the what all other divas are measured against.
Straight cash,
well,
homie.
So then it's been since then that.
Well, I mean, Michael Irvin.
Was a diva.
Definite diva.
Yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Carter. They, don't have a fall guy.
No, I mean, Patriots-wise. Like, you just.
Other than Moss?
Yeah.
But you never had a legitimate number one other than Moss.
Yeah, you only had Ocho Stinko.
Right, because if you look at, like, we love Julian Edelman. We love.
Yes, you donkey. I did say Randy Moss wasn't a diva. I don't think he's a diva the way some of these guys are a diva.
You
dink.
You did have Troy Brown.
He is the opposite of a diva.
Right. But those guys were never viewed as, like, number one.
Courtney leaving her husband and coach, diva.
Yes. She would be considered a diva wide receiver.
I mean, the guy had one problem with one traffic officer who was directing traffic. Other than that, he was fine.
Who's
Randy
that?
Moss. Randy Moss.
Yeah, but see, I think, like, diva doesn't have to do with nothing off the field. It's more about on the field, getting me the ball. You know,
would you consider Antonio Brown a diva?
Oh,
yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. But, you know, that's what it's more about. I want the ball. How many catches am I going to get? Where am I in the game? Like, that's the kind of diva. But as a great receiver, that's what you got to have.
He's a divo.
You got to have that. But when you but you need those guys.
Shime, are you going to elevate your JV soccer team?
Always. And okay, it's an assistant coach of varsity. Get it right.
Get it right.
Like, would you?
How many wins they have last year?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
What's your big coaching message going to be?
We're going to score. That's
men's
my
or women's soccer?
Men's.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right.
That sounds.
I mean, going to go out first day. You're going to go out with a shirt saying, "I need to be paid what I'm deserved to be paid."
Will you be wearing a whistle?
Mm. Oh, I will 100% be carrying around a whistle.
Brutal.
Oh, shooting it.
How are you going to do it, though?
Because, well, I might go visor, too.
Because isn't...
Really
isn't,
tan the top of my head.
Isn't soccer in the fall?
Yeah.
So are you going to have to leave early for games on Fridays?
No. Wiggy, our show's done at 10.
Wiggy thinks it's bad when somebody takes a side job that might distract them from their day job.
In the fall.
You're right. I forgot. For some reason, I wasn't thinking like, I was like, yo, you get off at 10.
Like,
you
practice every day is at like 3.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
But you were a head coach in the fall.
Yeah,
and
no.
You were able to do it.
Yeah,
for football, which is way more in depth than soccer.
For some reason, I don't know why I was thinking like, yeah, Chime, you have plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's
just
all
stay
good.
On side out there.
And you're with a private school, so you won't have to worry about none of the union people.
Greg, you have to pick one. You have to attend and watch an entire soccer game that Chime coaches, or you have to fly next to Dakota.
I want to go see Chime coach.
That'll be fun.
I'm excited about it.
What school?
It's the Cambridge School in Weston. Cambridge School of Weston.
Okay. All right.
It's really the halftime adjustments. I mean, that's going to be the key.
I'll be the rah-rah guy, to be fair. You know?
Yeah. Just
I'm
so
just
you
the
know,
assistant to the head coach.
Kids in Weston don't take being yelled at well. Right. So.
But it's soccer,
they're
though.
From all over, though.
What are the adjustments you got to make? All right. Just kick the ball. Try to get it to the open guy and put it in the goal and put it in the net. Like, his Chime's going to be drawing up plays on the sideline.
No, there's plays to draw. Yeah.
There's only one talented private high school in Weston, and it's Rivers, not Cambridge School of Weston.
They're going. Odds Rivers
that,
is going.
Odds that Chime is involved in some kind of on-the-field altercation with a player on an opposing
no
team.
No way. Not with a player. Maybe with a referee, but never with a player.
What? Another coach, perhaps?
No.
Opposing
no.
coach?
Definitely the parents. Those parents over there. That Coach Chime, he talks about a lot of crazy things on his show, and I don't know if I want my kids around a guy like that.
Their record last season. Yeah.
You should have heard what they said about Gwyneth Paltrow and Ben Affleck and something about tea. And I don't know, but I don't feel like the kids should not be around that.
Chime took the job to steal Pikachus from the kids.
Chime, there's only one way to go up from last season's record, 2-7-2 last year.
Oh, so. We're going to crush.
Okay. Wait a second. 2-7-2?
Yeah.
So what is that, 11 games?
Yeah.
That's all I thought they played way more than that in high school.
No. Yeah, that's when you said earlier they play way more games than soccer. I was like, no, they don't.
Really?
Yeah.
About the same. All right, we got to take a break. We are going to get to Hill Notes next.